Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, April 8th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. 28 Michigan legislators signed a petition for the invocation of the 25th Amendment, led by the communist, progressive, socialist, Democrat, Kerry Renegans from the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. She drafted the document, helped put together 218 state legislators from 27 different states, calling for Vice President J.D. Vance to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Donald Trump from office. Renegans and Rhode Island State Senator Tiara Mack drafted the letter and organized it to be signed by 218 state legislators from 27 different states. Michigan had 28 Democrats sign it, more than 10% of the total who did sign it came from the state of Michigan. Senators Rosemary Baer, Democrat from Keego Harbor, and Stephanie Chang from Detroit. Surprise, surprise. Well, the rest of the other 26 were all state representatives. Noah Arbit, the gay Jewish man from West Bloomfield. Aaron Bynes of Dearborn. Tyrone Carter, Detroit. Betsy Kofia, Traverse City, Michigan. Oh, yeah, she had to sign on to that one. Let's see. Oh, man, they're all over the place. Lansing, Ann Arbor, Holt, Plymouth, Troy, Flushing, Hazel Park, Detroit, Belleville, another Ann Arbor, another Detroit, Harper Woods. Oh, surprise, surprise. The communist, absolutely crazy lady, Lori Podhutsky, Democrat from Livonia. Oh, yeah, Phil Skaggs, Democrat from Grand Rapids. Penelope Turnsoglu from East Lansing. Dylan Wagella Oh, that's interesting. Democrat from Garden City. He's usually kind of moderate. Oak Park, Ypsilanti, another Grand Rapids, and another Detroit. Well, little Miss Carrie from the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, we are at a critical moment where constitutional boundaries, democratic norms, and the balance of powers are being tested in unprecedented ways. Every day that President Trump continues in office is another day that the safety of Americans and people around the world remains in jeopardy. Unbelievable. They even had U.S. senators and U.S. congressmen citing the same talking points yesterday. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. What triggered these talking points from state senators, state representatives, even U.S. congressmen and U.S. senators yesterday was President Trump's over-the-top threat that he posted on Truth Social. That's his platform, social media platform, and he uses it as basically putting out into the public sphere his policy positions, things he's going to do. Well, the president flat out said that he was going to basically blow Iran off the face of the earth. It was a post that got much attention, including the leaders of Iran. This post yesterday, 1:30 in the afternoon, said this. Donald J. Trump, Truth Social, at Real Donald Trump, red check mark. That means it's a certified an account of the president. A whole civilization will die tonight, meaning the Iranian supreme leaders. Never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, comma, but it probably will. However, now that we've accomplished a complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds are prevailing, maybe something revolutionary, wonderful can happen. Then in all caps, who knows? Question mark. Well, we will find out tonight. One of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally come to an end. God bless the great people of Iran. That he directed at the citizens, not the supreme leaders. Well, the world responded in total freak out. Stock market crashed like 1,000 points. Oil went up to $114 a barrel. All kinds of chaos. Donald Trump said 8 o'clock is on. He made that statement roughly about 4 o'clock, 4:30 yesterday. He was doing a press conference in the Oval Office. A reporter asked him about his post, and he said, yeah, it's starting at 8 o'clock tonight. I'm going to blow up their bridges. I'm going to blow up their energy centers, all of the things that create electricity for the Iranian people and in their country. They're going to be in the dark. They won't have any way to cross bridges because we're going to blow them right out of the sky. We are going to take them out. There will be no way for any remaining military Iranian guards, the Republic Iranian guards, they won't be able to travel. If we see them on the highways via our satellites, we will have drones go in and absolutely take them out. I feel bad for the Iranian people because they're going to be in the dark. Well, all this was going on yesterday afternoon, folks. U.S. Congresswoman Hillary Schlotten, the Communist Democrat from Grand Rapids, put out a statement. The president of the United States is now calling for an entire civilization to be killed, risking potentially a catastrophic world conflict. They were actually saying yesterday afternoon that this was going to be the beginning of World War III. Well, Slotin continued, this is not a drill. Mr. President, the American people did not vote for this. Going to war requires the consent of the people through their representatives. And the brave service women, men and women, putting their lives on the line deserve more respect. I'm calling on my Republican colleagues to stand with Democrats and support a war powers resolution to end this reckless war of choice. That statement came out at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Well, Brett Baer, Fox News special report, opened up the show at 6 o'clock saying basically we're 2 hours away. If President Trump doesn't get a deal, the bombing of Iran is going to go absolutely horrific. Israel is going to be joining United States military, and they're taking out bridges. They're taking out electricity production plants. It will make Iran basically a dead country. During the news show, 6:32 p.m., President Donald Trump put out this post on Truth Social. Donald J. Trump, red checkmark at Real Donald Trump. Based on conversation with the Prime Minister Shabazz Sharif and Field Marshal Asim Manir of Pakistan, wherein they requested that I hold off from the destructive force being sent tonight to Iran. And it was subject to the Islamic Republic of Iran agreeing to, and these are in caps, Donald Trump account, agreeing to the complete, comma, immediate, comma, and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz, comma, I agree to suspend the bombing and attack of Iran for a period of 2 weeks. This will be a double-sided, in caps again, ceasefire. Double-sided. We'll stop bombing them. They'll stop sending missiles towards Israel and the Arab neighbors. And the Straits of Hormuz will open immediately and safely. The reason for doing so is that we have already met and exceeded all of our military objectives, but are very far and are very far along with a definitive agreement concerning long-term peace in caps with Iran, comma, and peace again in caps in the Middle East. We received a 10-point proposal from Iran and believe that it is a workable basis on which to negotiate going forward. Almost all of the various points of past contention have been agreed to between the United States and Iran, but a 2-week period will allow the agreement to be finalized and consummated. On behalf of the United States of America as president, and also representing the countries of the Middle East, it is an honor to have this long-term problem come to a close and final resolution. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Signed, President Donald J. Trump. April 7th, 2026, at 6:32 p.m. Basically, an hour and 28 minutes before the threatened deadline that President Trump put out there yesterday afternoon. He basically said, in talking to the reporters, time's up. I'm done with this. I'm going to put an end to this thing once and for all. I'm going to bomb them to smithereens. I hope no citizens get hurt, but they're going to be in the dark. They will have no electricity, no bridges. They won't be able to traverse the country. I'm shutting it down. I'm blowing it up. We will be relentless, and it will be a hell. Basically is what he said in the press room. Well, the talking heads of the Democrat Party said that the president was committing war crimes, compared him to the Nazis during the trials at The Hague, calling for a war powers resolution, calling for the invocation of the 25th Amendment. Donald Trump, a tyrannical, crazy man, is running things as the current commander-in-chief. He needs to be relieved of his duties. J.D. Vance needs to take over. Hour and 28 minutes before the deadline, we got a 10-point proposal from Iran agreeing to almost all of the various points of past contentions. They have finally agreed to it. First, they're going to prove to us that they mean it. They're going to stop bombing Israel and other Arab nations. And they're going to open up complete, immediate, and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz. They do that, we'll continue to negotiate. If any freighter gets blown up in that strait, it'll be game over. Game over. This is going to be amazing. You have to understand one thing. This is in Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal. Never read his book? Do it. Make crazy, outrageous, over-the-top threats against your enemy. Force them to the table. Force them to agree to what you want. And when you get it, oh, never mind. Just kidding. We're going to negotiate. But he got the deal he wanted from those running the country in Iran. Don't know who they are, but we'll find out. Now, let's watch the Strait of Hormuz today. Let's see if, in fact, it's open and freighters are crossing. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. In a story first posted by Michigan News Source, the Department of War is looking towards U of M and Hillsdale College for higher education partnerships. According to a February memo, federal officials plan to end partnerships with Ivy League schools. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says the move will ensure our leaders receive a more rigorous and relevant education to better prepare them for the complexities of modern warfare. You can read more about it at MichiganNewsSource.com. The Michigan Department of Transportation is set to begin a resurface and drainage improvement project along U.S. 10 and U.S. 31 in the Ludington-Scottville area. MDOT says the project is expected to improve ride quality and extend the service life of the road in Mason County. Work is scheduled to begin Monday, April 13th. It's expected to be completed by mid-September. Motorists should